好，兄弟姐妹平安。And now I'll use English. It's good to be with you all.
很高兴今天能在这里传讲神的话语。
It's good to see many of you for the first time in a long time.
已经很久没有见到各位弟兄姐妹了，第一次见真的很高兴。
And I don't know much Chinese, but I do hear the difference between 牧师 and 传道。
虽然我的国语不是很好，但是我知道传道和牧师的区别。
I'm excited that next week is Pastor Daniel's ordination, and he will no longer be 传道 but 牧师。
下个主日是叶传道的按牧典礼，他将会从传道升级为叶传道，升级为叶牧师。
I trust and hope that you'll be there.
我也是希望弟兄姐妹都能够参加他的按牧典礼。
I trust it'll be an encouraging time for our church family, but also particularly for Pastor Daniel and his family.
我相信这个按牧典礼对于我们每一位弟兄姐妹，也对于叶传道的家人，都会是一个非常有鼓励的一个时机。
Well, if you would take your Bibles and turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4.
请各位弟兄姐妹打开圣经，翻到以弗所书第四章。
A little while ago, I read an update from a friend who is a missionary in Fiji.
我有一个朋友是在斐济群岛做宣教士，有一段时间之前呢，我听到了他的一个更新。
One day they went to the gas station to fill up their car, and after they drove away, the engine suddenly died and stopped working.
有一天呢，我的这个朋友在斐济的宣教士去加油站加油，加完油开出去了之后呢，他的引擎突然熄了火，发不起来了。
The attendant had put in diesel fuel instead of regular gasoline.
那在斐济群岛呢，是有人帮他们的车加油的。那个人在加油的时候，把汽油加成了柴油。
Their car was designed to run on gasoline, and if you put gasoline in, the car runs great. But if you put diesel in, it won't work at all.
他们的车是设计来加汽油的，所以如果你把柴油加进去，那这个车就开不起来了。
This is similar to the Christian life. The kind of fuel you put into your mind and your heart determines what kind of performance you can expect.
其实我们基督徒的生命也是这样，你给心灵补充什么样的燃料，就会知道它会有怎么样的表现。
If you put self-righteousness and works-based thinking into your mind and heart, if you believe that you need to perform and be good enough for God to love you and for you to go to heaven, then your life won't work right.
如果你把自以为意的想法放在自己的心中，如果你相信靠着你自己的好行为可以得到神的爱，进入天国的话，那么你的生命就会像这辆车一样熄火。
You'll become proud and joyless, and really you'll be a discontent person.
你就会变得很骄傲，变得失去喜乐，变得不知足。
God didn't create us to operate with that kind of thinking, that kind of fuel in our system.
神创造我们不是希望我们像那样来思想，也不想让我们像这辆车一样熄火。
But instead, what would your life look like if the gospel is what's in your mind and in your heart?
那反而言之，如果你的生命是以福音来作为燃料的话，你的生命会变成什么样的呢？
How would you think and feel if you were filling your mind and your soul with the truth of the gospel that Jesus died to save unworthy sinners?
如果你把福音的真理，也就是我们的主耶稣基督为不配的罪人而死，来当作我们灵命的燃料的话，你的想法和生命会有怎么样的改变呢？
Well, our passage this morning describes what that kind of life looks like.
我们今天要查考的经文就详细地讲述了这样的生命是什么样的。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6.
我们一起来看到以弗所书第四章一到六节。
Now, before we read it, let me just explain to you the book of Ephesians briefly.
在我们读今天的经文之前，让我来介绍一下以弗所书的这个结构和背景。
The book of Ephesians breaks down into two halves. Chapters 1 to 3 are all about the gospel.
以弗所书可以分成前后两段，第一章到第三章呢，是关于福音的。
What God has done for us.
是在说神为我们做了的工。
And then chapters 4 to 6 explain our response.
那4到6章呢，讲的是我们作为信徒的回应。
How we should live in response to the gospel.
我们作为信徒应该怎么样来生活，来作为对神的福音的回应。
And so the first three chapters are like high octane fuel.
所以以弗所书的前三章就像是一个高档的燃油一样。
Chapter 1 reminds us that God chose us, God adopted us, He redeemed us by the blood of His Son, and He seals us with His Holy Spirit.
以弗所书的第一章提醒我们神拣选、接纳，并且用他的儿子的宝血救赎我们，并且赐下圣灵在我们当中。
Chapter 2 reminds us that God raised us from the dead and saved us by grace alone and not by works.
第二章提醒我们，神让我们出死入生，单单凭着恩典，而不是行为让我们得救。
And chapter 3 reveals the eternal purpose of God and the wisdom of God that would join Jews and Gentiles together in the church.
我们在第三章当中看到了神他永恒的这个命定，让我们看到神想让外邦人和犹太人在一起成为他的教会。
So all of this rich truth in chapters 1, 2, 3, this is our calling in Christ.
所以以弗所书的这第一章到第三章，这个非常丰盛的神的真理，也就是解释了神对我们的呼召。
This is the heart of the Christian life, and these should motivate us to live like Christ.
这三章蕴含的丰富的真理，是基督徒生命的中心，应当激励我们能够效法耶稣基督。
So chapters 1 to 3 are like that premium high-octane fuel that empowers us to live like Christ.
所以以弗所书的前三章就像神的高档的燃油一样，应该会激励我们更加的效法耶稣。
If you have been forgiven by God, and if you've been saved by grace, then this is what should be in our mind and hearts.
如果你已经得到了神的饶恕，如果你的罪已经被已经得赎了，那这就应该在你的心中。
And Ephesians 4, 1 to 6 explains how this should cause us to live differently.
我们今天要查考的以弗所书第四章一到六节，会接下来进一步的解释前面的三章，我们怎么样把它运用在我们的生活当中。
So let me read these verses for us.
让我们一起来读以弗所书第四章一到六节。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1, it serves as the hinge in the book of Ephesians.
所以以弗所书第四章的第一节呢，它是一个承上启下的作用。
This is where the truths of chapters 1, 2, and 3 become practical in our lives.
我们在这边看到以弗所书前三章当中的真理怎么样来被运用到我们的实际生活当中。
The word therefore in verse 1 looks backwards and then lays a foundation for what Paul is about to say.
这边在我为主被囚的之前有一个因此这个词，它不但回顾了前文，并且为保罗接下来要说的话奠定了基础。
Based on all that I've written in the last three chapters, this is how that impacts your life practically.
也就是保罗在说，根据我前三章所讲到的福音的真理，你应该这样运用在你的生活当中。
So in Ephesians 4:1, Paul urged them to walk in a manner worthy of their calling.
在第四章第一节，保罗劝弟兄姐妹们行事为人，就应当与蒙召的恩相称。
In the New Testament, and especially in Paul's writings, how you walk is how you live your daily life, one step at a time.
在新约里，尤其是在保罗的书信当中，怎样行、怎样行走，就是怎样行事为人，应当一步一个脚印。
And this word walk is important for the book of Ephesians.
这个行走或者行这个字呢，是在以弗所当中非常关键的。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, it says, And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked.
我们在以弗所书第二章一到二节当中看到，保罗说到，你们死在所行的过犯罪恶之中。
In Ephesians 2:10 says, We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们在第二章第十节看到保罗说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
So Ephesians 4-6 is describing the good works that God prepared for us to walk in.
所以以弗所书的这第四章到第六章就是在描述神所预备的好的工作，让我们能够行得出来。
And the first thing we're told to do is that we should walk in a manner that is worthy.
我们 保罗第一件提醒我们的事情就是要我们行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
But what does that mean?
但这什么意思呢？
You and I are sinners, so you and I are unworthy.
你和我都是罪人，所以你和我都是不配得的。
And if we're unworthy, how can we walk in a manner that is worthy?
那如果我们是不配得的，我们怎么样能够行出这个配得的生命呢？
We will always be unworthy of God's love, but that's not what this verse is talking about.
其实我们永远都不配得神的爱，但是这节经文并不是这个意思。
This verse isn't saying be worthy so that God will call you and save you.
这节经文并不是叫我们成为配得的，成为与蒙召的恩相称的，然后神才来呼召救赎我们。
This verse says you have already been called.
这节经文告诉我们，我们已经被呼召了。
So what Paul is saying is that in light of your calling, in light of what you have already received, live in a way that matches your calling.
所以保罗是在说，既然我们已经被呼召了，既然我们知道我们已经得到了神的恩典，我们就应当行事为人，与所蒙召的恩相称。
Live in a way that is worthy of your calling.
我们的行事为人就应当与所蒙的恩相称。
In other words, your life is not meant to show your worth, your life is meant to showGod's worth and the worth of His calling.
换句话说，你的生命不是为了展现你个人的价值，而是为了展现神召你的恩的价值。
You've been called with a gracious, merciful calling, and now live in a way that matches that.
神已经用一个充满恩慈、充满恩典的方式呼召了你，那现在你就要把这个恩典来活出来。
Live in a way that is worthy of this call, not because you are worthy, but because God is worthy.
我们需要活出这样的所蒙召的恩，不是因为我们是配得的，而是因为神是配得的。
So what does this worthy life look like?
所以这个与蒙召的恩相称的生活是什么样的呢？
The rest of Ephesians explains this worthy walk, but this first section, verses 1 to 6, sets the foundation for that walk.
以弗所书接下来的篇章非常详细地解释了我们怎么样把它行出来，但是我们今天看到的经文为这个背景做了一个很好的奠定了很好的基础。
So in verses 1 to 6, I want us to see four worthy responses to God's gracious calling.
所以我想让弟兄姐妹们在今天的经文当中，我们一起来查考这样四个与蒙召的恩相称的回应。
Four worthy responses to God's gracious calling.
我们一起来看四个与蒙召的恩相称的回应。
So the first is a worthy humility.
第一个回应是相称的谦卑。
Let me read verses 1 to 2 again.
我们一起来看到以弗所书第四章一到二节。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
So our worthy walk is to be marked by humility and gentleness.
所以我们行事为人，就应当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事就应当谦虚、温柔。
This is the very first sign that we've been impacted by the gospel.
这是我们生命受福音大大的影响的重要的表现。
And Paul links these two characteristics. We should be humble and gentle.
保罗把这两个特质联系在一起，我们需要谦虚并且温柔。
And what do these words mean?
那谦虚和温柔什么意思呢？
That word humility is used to describe those who don't seek their own advantage, but they seek to serve others.
谦虚的人就是说那些不是为了自己的好处，而是想要服侍别人的人。
This describes someone who considers others' interests as more important than themselves.
谦虚的人觉得别人的需要比自己的需要更加的重要。
You can turn to the right to Philippians chapter 2, very briefly.
我们可以一起来看到腓立比书第二章第三节。
Philippians 2:3 says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit." But in humility, count others more significant than yourselves.
经文这边说到，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
And who is the greatest example of this humility?
那这样的谦卑，我们在谁的身上看到最好的表现呢？
It's Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
And look at verses 6 to 8.
我们一起看到腓立比书第二章六到八节。
Actually, you can look in verse 5 first.
我们先看到第五节。我们经文这边说到，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子， 就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
This word humility has to do with your mindset, how you think.
这边说到的谦虚是跟我们的意识，跟我们的思维方式有关系的。
Many of us can pretend to be humble outwardly.
我们很多人都很擅长在外表上装作谦虚。
We know that we shouldn't say boastful, arrogant things. We can say things that sound humble.
我们知道我们行事为人不应该随意口出狂言，但是却可以说那些听似谦卑的话。
But God is calling us not just to humble words, but to a humble heart and a humble mind.
但是神呼召我们做的并不只是说出谦虚的话，并且要我们拥有谦虚的心和意念。
We're called to be truly humble on the inside, but if we're honest, we're all proud people.
神要我们从内心当中来谦虚，来谦卑，但如果我们真的要诚实地面对神的话，我们知道我们都是心存骄傲的罪人。
When it comes to pride, you might be thinking to yourself, do I have pride?
当我们聊到骄傲的时候，你可能自己想，我是一个骄傲的人吗？
But that's the wrong question. The right question is, where is there pride in my life?
但是这个问题问得不对，正确的问题应该是，我生命当中的骄傲体现在什么样的地方呢？
Do you find pride in your possessions?
你会不会在你的财务当中找到骄傲？
Pride in your reputation?
在名声当中。
Pride in your marriage or in your relationships?
或者是在婚姻情感当中。
Pride in your children?
在你的孩子身上。
Pride in your job or your accomplishments?
在你的工作和成就上。
How much ministry you do in the church?
在你的教会的服事上。
Do you even perhaps find pride in your humility?
你会不会甚至是因为想要变得更加的谦卑、谦虚而感到骄傲呢？
One of the greatest ways to grow in humility is to remember 1 Corinthians 4:7.
一个最好的帮助我们变得更加谦卑的方法，就是哥林多前书第四章第七节的经文。
What do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?
经文说到，使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
Everything that you have, everything good about you and your character, everything that you're able to do in school or work is all a gift from God.
所有你所拥有的，所有你身上的好的行为和特质，所有你在你生活当中可以行出来的好的品质，都是神所赐的恩典。
And so we must be humble.
所以我们必须要谦虚。
And true humility is not just being humble before God, but it also makes you humble before others.
而且真正的谦虚并不仅仅是在神面前谦卑，而且必须要在人前也谦卑。
All the virtues in Ephesians 4:1-6 are directed towards other people, not just towards God.
我们在今天的经文当中看到的这些好的品质，不光光只是是面对神的时候，也是在为人处事，在面对人的时候。
One pastor in the 1800s, Andrew Murray, wrote this: "It is easy to think that we are humble ourselves before God, but our humility before others is the only sufficient proof that our humility before God is real."
在19世纪，有一位叫做安德鲁·穆雷的牧师，他这样说道：我们很轻易地认为我们在神的面前是谦卑的，但是能够证明在神的面前谦卑的唯一的例证，就是我们先在人的面前谦卑。
Paul also said that we are to be gentle.
保罗也要求我们变得温柔。
Humility is more of a mindset, but gentleness has to do with our outward actions.
谦虚是一种意念，然而温柔更与我们的行为相关。
Humility in the heart leads to gentleness in our actions.
心存谦卑，言行就会温柔。
Humility in our minds leads to gentleness in our words.
我们在我们的意念当中有谦卑，我们所说的话就会变得温柔。
So yes, we should have strong convictions as Christians, but we also must be humble and gentle in how we treat others.
所以基督徒，我们作为基督徒，不单单应该要认罪悔改，也要待人温柔，待人谦虚。
A friend of mine used to say, as Christians, we're supposed to be like a steel wall that's lined or covered with soft cotton.
我有一个朋友这样说道，作为基督徒呢，应该像是一面裹着棉花的铁壁。
Now remember, this is not what you have to do to become worthy of God's grace.
我们应该知道我们所做的没有，任何我们所做的没有办法得到神的恩典。
If this is what's required, none of us could be saved.
如果这是神的要求的话，我们没有一个人可以得到救恩。
But this is how we should respond once we've received God's grace.
但是因为我们已经得到了神的恩典，我们就应当这样来做出回应。
If we receive this grace, it should humble us and make us gentle with others.
如果我们已经蒙召得到了神的恩典，那我们在对人的时候也应该变得温柔。
And can we be honest? This is still hard to do.
就算我们很诚实的话，我们也知道这是非常难以做到的。
But praise God for His forgiveness and grace and patience.
但是感谢神，神已经饶恕了我们，神对我们非常的有耐心。
Do others see gentleness in you?
弟兄姐妹们，你身边的人能够在你的身上看到柔和吗？
When we think with humility, we will act with gentleness.
当我们的意念是谦虚的时候，我们的行为就会变得温柔。
And how does understanding our calling cause us to be humble and gentle?
那我们如果能够清楚地明白神这个的呼召的话，它怎样让我们变得更加的温柔呢？
It's because God didn't call us or save us based on our goodness or our accomplishments.
神没有因着我们的好处或者我们所做的而救赎我们。
Therefore, we can't boast. Instead, we must be humble.
所以我们没有任何可夸的，因此我们必须要谦卑。
Remember what God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 29.
弟兄姐妹们，记得神在哥林多前书第一章二十六节到二十九节说的话吗？
In fact, turn there. It's a longer passage, but it's worth reading.
我们一起来看到这边的经节。弟兄们呢，可见你们蒙召的安着肉体。有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上谦卑的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
In light of this calling,Who can be prideful?
弟兄姐妹们，既然我们已经被神所呼召了，有谁可以变得骄傲呢？
God intentionally designed salvation to destroy all human boasting.
神特地设计了他的救恩，就是要消除、要毁灭所有人的这个能够自夸的骄傲。
The only appropriate response to God's calling is humility.
我们在面对神的恩典、面对神的呼召的时候，唯一可以做出的回应就是谦虚。
So if you want to walk in a manner that is worthy of your calling, you must walk with humility.
所以，如果你想要行事为人与所蒙召的恩相称，那我们就必须心存谦虚。
That's the first worthy response to God's calling, and the second is a worthy patience.
这是我们今天第一点要说的。第二点，我想要说的是相称的忍耐。
Now, patience is being able to bear up under provoking and annoyance.
忍耐呢，是甘愿背负他人的惹怒和搅扰的能力。
And this builds upon humility and gentleness.
忍耐是建立在谦虚和温柔之上的。
In fact, I'm sorry, let's read verse 2 again. It says there, with all humility and gentleness, with patience.
我们看到第二节，这边第二节说到，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
Those who are humble and gentle, they will be patient with others.
那些谦虚并且柔和的人，他们也会对别人有忍耐。
I used to think I was a very patient person.
我以前觉得我是一个很有耐心的人。
Until I had young children.
直到我有了自己的孩子。
I realize my own impatience.
我直到有了孩子，我才发现我自己有多么的不耐心。
I'm guessing many of you can understand.
我相信弟兄姐妹也可以理解。
But as those who have received God's grace, we ought to be patient with others.
但是因为我们已经领受了神的恩典，我们必须 要对别人忍耐。
When we understand our calling, we must grow in patience because we realize that God has been patient with us.
当我们真正了解了神的这个呼召的意义的时候，我们必须对人有耐心，必须凡事忍耐，因为神一直在忍耐我们。
How long did it take for you to come to faith in Christ?
弟兄姐妹们，你花了多少时间才来到神的面前呢？
How long was he patient with you before you finally believed and surrendered?
在你认罪悔改之前，在你认识神之前，神是多么的对你有耐心呢？
And now that you know him and you know his word, how long does it take you to trust and obey?
那现在你认识了他之后，你又花了多少时间能够真正做到信靠顺服呢？
How long does it take for you to repent of your sin?
你花了多少时间才能够真正的认罪悔改呢？
Before God saved you, he was patient with you.
在神施予你救恩之前，他就已经忍耐你了。
And after he has saved you, he's still patient with you.
即使是在神给了你救恩之后，他依然忍耐你。
That's what God has done for us, and so a worthy response is for us to be patient with others.
所以既然我们知道了神对我们是这么的有耐心，这么的有忍耐，我们就必须也以同样的忍耐来待人。
Are you patient with your coworkers?
弟兄姐妹们，你对你的同工、你的同事有耐心吗？
Are you patient with your spouse?
你对你的家人、你的丈夫和妻子耐心吗？
Are you or am I patient with our children?
你或者我对于我们的孩子够有耐心吗？
We're supposed to be like Christ. We're supposed to be his ambassadors in a lost world. And are we representing him faithfully?
我们应当在这个失丧的世界当中做耶稣基督的使者，但是我们真的忠心的为他做这个好的使者吗？
And maybe you're thinking, I'm usually a very patient person.
可能你在想，通常我还是蛮有耐心的。
I only struggle with patience when others wrong me or sin against me.
可能你会想，我只有在别人得罪我的时候，我才变得失去耐心。
Now let me be very clear with you.
让我在这边再说的清楚一点。
It is not patience unless things are difficult.
只有你在面对很难面对的处境的时候，才是真正有耐心的表现。
It doesn't take any patience to endure someone that you enjoy spending time with.
和你合得来的人在一起，并不能够称作是忍耐。
But it does take patience. Sometimes a lot of patience to bear up with somebody who annoys you or even somebody who sins against you.
但是当你要和一个你合不来甚至是得罪你的人在一起同工同事的时候，那才真正的需要耐心。
But 2 Timothy 2:24 says the Lord's servant must be patient when wronged.
提摩太后书第二章24节说到，然而主的仆人不可争竞，要温温和和的待众人。
So Paul says if you truly believe the gospelYou'll respond with a worthy humility and a worthy patience, even when you're wronged.
所以保罗在这边说，即使是被人得罪，我们还是应当用与蒙召的恩相称的谦虚和忍耐来对人做出回应。
So we've seen two worthy responses to God's gracious calling.
所以我们现在看到了有两个相称的回应来回应神的呼召。
The first was a worthy humility and then a worthy patience.
先看到了相称的谦虚，然后我们第二点是相称的忍耐。
And the third response is that we must have a worthy tolerance.
今天的第三点是我们必须要有与蒙召的恩相称的宽容。
Look again at Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2.
我们再一次看到以弗所书第四章第二节。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love.
这边说到，凡是谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
So bearing with one another or showing tolerance for one another, it means putting up with someone you disagree with or don't get along with.
这边所谓的彼此宽容，用爱心互相宽容，就是在你遇到得罪你、遇到和你合不来的人的时候，能够互相忍耐、互相宽容。
And these virtues are like walking up a flight of stairs.
保罗在这边所说的这些好的品质，就像是我们在走一个楼梯一样。
First is humility and gentleness.
楼梯的第一节呢是谦虚和柔和。
Which leads to patience.
那第二节呢就是忍耐。
Which becomes tolerance.
然后变成了宽容。
Today there is a fundamental misunderstanding about tolerance.
在今天我们属世的世界当中，对于宽容这个词的理解非常的错误。
Today, to be tolerant means you have to embrace everything and never disagree with anyone.
在我们今天属世的世界当中，所谓的宽容就是你所有的事情，都需要来认可，并且你不能够跟任何人有歧义。
But actually, true tolerance means respecting somebody who believes or practices something different that you disagree with.
但是我觉得真正的宽容是尊重那些意见和做法与你不一样的人。
That means that in order to be tolerant, you actually have to disagree with somebody.
换句话说，如果你真的要展现你的宽容的话，你就必须与这个人有一些意见上的不一样。
If you believe that Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and atheism are all true and are all okay,You're not actually being tolerant because you just accept all of them.
如果你相信各大的宗教，佛教、印度教、伊斯兰教都是正确，都是可以的话，其实你并不在做，你们并没有做到真正的宽容，因为你接受他们所有的宗教。
As Christians, we must be honest and reject all of those religions as false.
作为基督徒，作为信徒，我们必须诚实地拒绝，不能够接受所有的这些其他的宗教。
But we must show tolerance by respecting them and even protecting their right to disagree.
但是我们也必须尊重那些宗教，并且随时准备为了来保护我们的信仰而发出不同的意见。
And that's the ironic thing about our culture today.
这也就是关于我们今天的这个文化特别讽刺的一个地方。
People demand tolerance while being completely intolerant to anyone who disagrees with them.
人们一边呼求要变得更加的宽容，一边在另一方面完全不同意，完全不能够去接受任何与他意见有分歧的人。
Now we should be tolerant and loving toward non-Christians.
我们应该对不信基督耶稣的人宽容并且有爱心。
But the emphasis here in Ephesians 4 is that we should accept and tolerate one another.
但是今天经文这边说用爱心互相宽容 是与彼此之间的。
We should tolerate fellow believers in the family of God.
我们应当在神的家当中对于信徒彼此宽容。
Now, I appreciate the realism here.
我其实很欣赏这节经文的这个现实。
This assumes believers will disagree and bother one another.
这个经文告诉我们，我们作为基督徒也会有分歧，也会互相产生搅扰。
I know that Pastor Daniel never bothers you.
我知道叶成道可能从来都不来搅扰各位弟兄姐妹。
And he doesn't bother me.
他也不来搅扰我。
But I bother him.
但是我觉得我经常去麻烦他，搅扰他。
But he tolerates me because he has to.
但是他对我很宽容，因为他不得不这么做。
Because he understands God's grace.
因为他理解神的恩典。
All joking aside, though, there are challenges when believers gather together, aren't there?
弟兄姐妹们，在我们彼此服侍、彼此同工的时候，经常会有很多的挑战。
If God saves a bunch of sinners and brings us together in one family, we're going to bother one another and sin against one another sometimes.
如果神的计划是要救这些罪人，并且把他们聚在一起建立神的教会的话，那我们就必须承认，我们时不时的会对彼此产生搅扰。
And we shouldn't just think, okay, fine, I have to tolerate that other person.
然而，你也不应该只是觉得 okay, 我不得不去忍耐他，去宽容他。
I want you to say it like I did. I have to tolerate others.
我必须要忍耐他。
哎呀，这么难受，
真是太难受了。
Is that right? No. Okay. Ephesians 4:2 says that we have to tolerate one another in love.
以弗所书四章二节教导我们要用爱心互相宽容。
We want the best for the other person.
我们想要我们彼此之间想要给对方最好的。
How do you find?The strength to love someone that just bothers you.
在你面对一个 很搅扰你的人的时候，你怎么样能够找到这样的力量去爱他呢？
You remember your calling.
你想到神对你的呼召。
You remember that God has loved you even though you were unlovable.
你应当想到神即使是在你最不可爱的时候也爱了你。
The distance between God and me is far greater than the distance between me and anybody else that might bother me.
神和我之间的这个差距比起我和另外一个我所不爱的人之间的差距是差得远远的更加的多的。
So if God loves me, how can I refuse to love someone else?
因此如果神已经爱了我，那我有什么样的资格不去爱其他人呢？
The more aware that we are of how much we need God's grace, and the more aware that we are of how much of God's grace we've received, then the more we should be willing to show grace to others.
弟兄姐妹们，我们越发强烈地感受到我们需要神的恩典，我们就越懂得我们已经获得神的恩典有多么的丰盛，那我们就会越来越渴望要用恩典去彼此服侍。
And one way that we show grace to others is by tolerating them even when we disagree.
那我们来显现这样的爱心的方式，就是用爱心去宽容那些与我们有分歧的人。
And in our world today, there might be a lot of opportunities for disagreement.
在今天的世界当中，我们有很多的机会去有不同的意见。
But as the church, we should be demonstrating a love and tolerance towards one another that is amazing to the world.
但是作为神的教会，作为信徒，我们必须用这样的爱心，用这样的与蒙召的恩相称的回应，去向世人展现神的爱。
So we've talked about humility and gentleness.
所以我们刚才提到了谦虚和温柔。
Patience.
忍耐。
Tolerance.
宽容。
And now finally, the last worthy response to God's call is a worthy unity.
最后我们一起来看今天的最后一点，与神与蒙召的恩相称的回应，也就是合一。
Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3.
我们看到以弗所书第四章第三节。
Eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
保罗在这里说到，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
All of the previous responses, humility, gentleness, patience, and tolerance, they all build up to reach this final point, unity.
刚才我们讲到的与蒙召的恩相称的回应，包括谦虚、温柔、忍耐和宽容，这些都是层层递进，为要引出这最后一点，也就是合一。
This letter was originally written to the church in Ephesus 2,000 years ago.
这一封书信是保罗在2000多年前写给以弗所教会的。
And this church was made up of Jews and Gentiles.
在以弗所的教会有外邦人，也有犹太人。
There was hatred and hostility between those two groups.
在当时的教会当中，在外邦人和犹太人之间有很深的憎恨。
But now there was unity in Christ.
但是他们却能够在主里面合而为一。
And this unity is not something that they or we can create.
这样的合一不是他们或者是我们可以创造的。
We are commanded to maintain it, but this unity is the work of the Spirit.
神叫我们保守这样的合一，但是这合一的这个工作是圣灵所创造的。
When you meet another Christian, whether at church or at work, in your neighborhood, even though you don't know anything else about them, you know that they love Jesus and they've been forgiven of their sins.
当你在教会里或者是教会外碰到一个信耶稣的人的时候，碰到一个信徒的时候，你知道即使你不认识他，但是你和他都是在主里的。
You actually have more in common with that person than you do with unsaved friends or family.
其实你不认识那个信徒，但是其实你与他相似的地方也是远远大过你和比如说一个你不信耶稣的亲戚比他们还要多的。
That's the unity of the Spirit.
这就是在灵里的合一。
Because they love the same God and they've been saved by the same Savior.
因为你和他，即使你们不认识，你们所爱的是同一位神，你们所获得救恩的这个源头也是同一个主。
And we have a unique opportunity to display that kind of unity every week here at church.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每一周在教会都有这样的机会来展现圣灵所赐的合一。
There's that unity among the Mandarin congregation.
我们在国语部当中有圣灵所赐的合一。
There's even the opportunity to display unity among all three congregations in our church.
我们也能在我们教会所有的三堂堂会之间来彼此展现神所赐的合一。
Members in our church might not share the same culture, the same background, or even the same language, but when we know that we love the same Savior, or more importantly, that we've been loved by the same Savior, there's a spirit-created unity.
弟兄姐妹们，我们教会三堂堂会之间的弟兄姐妹，虽然可能说的语言不一样，文化不一样，背景都不一样，但是因为我们爱同一位救主，我们就有这样的机会去来展现、圣灵所赐的合一。
We can't create this kind of unity, but we can break it and we can damage it.
然而，虽然我们不能够创造这样的合一，但是我们可以轻易的、为这样的合一而造成伤害。并且 来毁坏它。
And that's why we are commanded to maintain this unity.
所以保罗才要我们竭力保守这样的合一。
And this isn't meant to be just done half-heartedly or reluctantly.
保罗并不想让我们非常心不甘情不愿的来保守圣灵所赐的合一。
This verse says that we must be eager or diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
经文告诉我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Eagerness has the idea of desire, that you should have a desire to do this.
这里的 eagerness 也就是殷勤这个词，就是要表达我们需要有这样的强烈的愿望。
Diligence carries the idea of consistent hard work.
那 diligence 也就是努力这个词呢，就是要我们为保守这样的合一来持恒，并且尽心竭力。
What kind of hard work is needed?
这边所说的这个、努力是什么样的是什么样子呢
？Loving one another，
我们要彼此相爱
；Confessing sin to one another，
彼此认罪
；Praying for one another，
彼此代祷
；Considering one another as more important than ourselves，
我们应当看别人比自己强。
In other words， this takes humility， patience， and tolerance。
换句话说，我们如果真的要做到这样的话，我们必须有谦虚、温柔、忍耐和宽容。
And none of this comes naturally or easily to anyone.
弟兄姐妹们，没有人生来就有这样的特质。
So we must be diligent.
所以我们应当尽心竭力。
We must be sacrificial.
我们必须愿意舍己。
And we must be empowered by the grace of God.
我们必须用神的恩典来浇灌我们。
Those who have received grace from God will be eager to give grace to others.
那些已经得到了神的恩典的人就会有这样的意愿强烈的愿望来把同样的恩典展现给其他人。
And this isn't just a superficial or shallow unity. After all, Jesus united people, but he also divided people.
弟兄姐妹们，这样的合一并不只是一个肤浅的合一，毕竟耶稣不光光让人合一，他也造成了一些人当中的纷争。
Unity at all costs is not true unity.
弟兄姐妹们，不惜一切代价的合一并不是真正的合一。
If we ignore differences, that unity is weak and empty.
如果我们不去在乎我们、人与人之间、弟兄姐妹之间的、不同的地方的话，那这样的合一是非常肤浅、非常空洞的。
Unity must be based on something that's objective and unchanging.
合一必须建立在客观不变的东西的基础上。
So for Christians, true unity is centered on Jesus Christ.
所以对于信徒来说，真正的合一是必须扎根在耶稣基督身上的。
True unity is based on his word.
真正的合一是建立在耶稣基督的话语上的。
God's truth is the foundation of all real unity, and therefore it also divides as well.
神的真理是所有合一的基础，所以神的话语也会 有这个、产生分歧的这个功用。
The truth of the gospel divides us from cults.
福音的真理帮我们从异端和世界当中的这些小团体当中分别出来。
And it divides us from the world.
也让我们从世界当中分别出来。
But it unites us to all who love Jesus and submit to his word.
但是却感召所有爱耶稣的人顺服在他大能的话语之下。
Now you might be wondering, why is unity so important?
弟兄姐妹们，你可能在想，为什么合一这么重要呢？
Well, first of all, unity, the unity of the church shows that Christ broke down the dividing barriers.
第一点，我觉得教会的合一说明耶稣基督已经拆毁了教会当中分裂的拦阻。
That's the focus of Ephesians 2, verses 11 to 22.
这是以弗所书第二章第十一节到二十二节的中心。
Jesus brought together Jew and Gentile into one body.
耶稣把曾经分裂的犹太人和外邦人啊带到了一起。
To create division then in the body of Christ undermines the work of Christ and divides the body of Christ.
分裂耶稣的肢体就是在毁坏耶稣已经在十字架上所成就的功。
And second, Christ desired his bride, the church, to have unity because it would have an evangelistic impact.
第二点，耶稣想要他的心腹，也就是教会有合一，并且这个合一有一个传福音的影响力。
In fact, in John 17, verses 20 to 21, Jesus prayed for unity among his followers.
我们看到在约翰福音第十七章二十到二十一节当中，耶稣为这样的合一为他的跟随者们祷告。
I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
耶稣在经文当中这样说道，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如父在我里面，我也在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差我，你差了我来。
And again, in John 17:23, Jesus prayed that they may be perfected in unity so that the world may know that you sent me.
我们在约翰福音第十七章二十三节当中也看到，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Jesus cared a lot about unity in the body of Christ.
耶稣基督非常非常的在乎我们在主里面的合一。
He prayed for it.
他为他来祷告。
He died for it.
他也为这个合一死在十字架上。
And that's why Paul makes this a focal point of a worthy walk.
所以保罗在这边才这么强调，合一才是我们能够与蒙召的恩相称的中心。
This kind of unity shows our divided world that the true answer to division and racism and all these other problems, it's not just programs or laws or re-educating people, but the real solution is the gospel.
这样的合一让我们看到在这个分裂的世界当中真正解决比如说 种族歧视或者分裂的方法不是通过颁布新的法律新的教育政策虽然这些也是有他们的作用的。
But also third, unity was important because of the nature of their God and the nature of their faith.
第三点合一是重要的因为我们的信仰在神的里面的合一是非常的关键的。
Ephesians 4 verses 4 to 6 gives us the theological reason why unity is important.
我们在以弗所书第四章第四到六节当中看到了从一个神学的角度上来看为什么合一是如此的关键。
It says there is one body and one spirit just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
这里的经文讲到身体只有一个圣灵只有一个正如你们蒙召同有一个指望一主一信一喜一神就是众人的父超乎众人之上贯乎众人之中也住在众人之内。
It says seven times, one, 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 one.
在这里一这个字整整用了七次。
Seven is the number of perfection and fullness. So this is talking about a perfect unity.
七这个数字代表了合一，代表了完美，所以这边经文也就是在说一个完美的合一。
The nature of our God, who is three and yet one, shows that we should expect or we need to be unified as one people of God.
我们所相信的神，他三位一体的本性，让我们知道我们作为神的肢体，也应当要合一。
One pastor wrote this in his book on humility.
有一个牧师在他的关于谦卑的书当中这样写道
Pride undermines unity and can ultimately divide a church. Show me a church where there's division, where there's quarreling, and I'll show you a church where there's pride.
这位牧师这样写道骄傲会毁坏教会的合一并且最终分裂教会。有分裂结党真进的教会当中就必有骄傲。
If there's pride, there will be impatience.
如果我们心中有骄傲，如果教会当中有骄傲，就会有急躁。
If there's impatience, there will be intolerance.
如果有急躁，就会有内心的狭隘。
And if there's intolerance, there will be disunity, division, and distrust.
如果有内心的狭隘，有不宽容，我们在教会当中就必然有分裂，会失信。
In a sense, all of Paul's exhortations come to, towards humility, gentleness, patience, tolerance, and unity. They all come together as a package.
从某种意义上来说，所有保罗对谦虚、温柔、忍耐、宽容的他的这些教导都合而为一，成为一体。
If you fail in any one area, it will be difficult to maintain any other area.
如果你做不到任何当中的一个，那你想要做到其他的，也是会同样受到影响的。
If we want to see unity, there must be humility, gentleness, patience, and tolerance.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们想要寻求教会当中的合一，我们就必然应当有谦虚、温柔、忍耐和宽容。
So for the glory of God, let us be diligent at pursuing unity in the body.
弟兄姐妹们，为了荣耀神，让我们一起尽心竭力，在主耶稣基督里面寻求教会的合一。
Where pride creeps up, we must repent.
当骄傲悄无声息地在我们的生命当中显现的时候，我们应当认罪。
Where impatience creeps up, we must ask for forgiveness.
当我们心中有急躁的时候，我们应当求神来饶恕我们。
When intolerance grows, we must choose to love.
当我们的心变得不宽容的时候，让我们能够用爱来彼此相待。
Why should we pursue these things?
我们为什么要追求这些事情呢？
So that as the people, as others see the unity that God has created, they would see the joy of true fellowship and recognize the power and beauty of Christ.
我们要追求这些好的品质，就是当别人在看到我们这些信徒的时候，他们能看到神的奇妙的创造，看到我们当中的合一。
So let me ask you, if you have trusted in Christ, if you've been called by God, how is that being shown in your life?
弟兄姐妹们，如果你已经相信了耶稣基督，在你的生命当中是怎么样展现这些好的品质的呢？
Is there a worthy humility?
在你的生命当中有没有一个与蒙召的恩相称的谦卑？
Is there a worthy patience?
有没有一个相称的忍耐？
Is there a worthy tolerance?
有没有一个相称的宽容？
And is there a worthy unity?
有没有相称的合一呢？
We will never, never be worthy of God's love.
弟兄姐妹们，我们永永远远都没有办法配得神的爱。
But God has called the unworthy.
但是神却已经呼召了我们这些不配的罪人。
And he now empowers us and commands us to live a worthy life.
现在神继续给我们力量，并且呼召我们，要求我们要过一个与蒙召的恩相称的生活。
He wants us to live a life that pleases him and demonstrates the worth of the gospel.
神想让我们过一个蒙他喜悦的生活，让我们活出一个对得起我们所相信的福音的生活。
Let's strive to live this way for the glory and honor and praise of the one who died for us.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们为了荣耀颂赞我们的神如此而活。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，感谢你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。
We thank you for your word that reminds us of your great love and grace towards us.
主啊，你宝贵的话语再一次提醒我们，你的恩典和你的爱是多么的深厚。
God, we confess that we are sinners.
主啊，我们在你面前认罪，我们是不配的罪人。
We are unworthy.
我们不配得。
We sin and stumble in so many ways.
主啊，我们在每天各种各样的事上都得罪你。
But we thank you for your grace.
但是我们依然感谢你赐给我们恩典。
Help us to remember that you have loved the unworthy.
主啊，帮助我们记得你爱了那些不可爱的人。
And help us to live in light of your grace.
主啊，也让我们真的是想到你的恩典，并且能够活出你的恩典。
Help us to be a people who are truly humble.
让我们能够真的活出你所让我们活出的谦卑。
Help us to be like Christ who emptied himself and became nothing to die for our sins.
让我们能够更像耶稣基督掏空自己为世人的罪而死。
Lord, we long to be a people that would show off your worthiness.
主啊，我们想要成为这样的一群人，能够真的在我们的身上让别人看到主啊，你的恩典。
Help us to do that for the glory of your Son, Jesus Christ.
主啊，为你自己的名得荣耀，帮助我们成为更加谦卑、更加有恩典的人。
We pray this in His name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求祷告。
Amen.